All right, so at this point, we have done several different steps and taken several different measures to connect to our spirit guides. So spirit guide alignment, at this point, think about for yourself how you feel. Think about where you were before you started the course. Is there a difference? What are the differences? Do you hear your guides better? Do you feel them better? Do you sense them better? Do you feel like you're connected more than before? Write those things down for me. And I want you to think about as well this very special thing. So this is the end of the course. And I wanted to tell you thank you so much for joining. But not even just that. But this part is like graduation time from this course. This has been something I've been wanting to put out for a minute. So the part that I want to tell you about is a special part where you will contemplate right now a very special exercise here. And you want to do this particular thing that I'm about to say. You want to do this so that way you continue to have success and further your success with working with your guides. So it could be anyone that you want to work with. There are people that we all think about working with in our life. There are people that inspire us from afar. And sometimes we wish we could have a closer connection with those people to be able to connect with them. So what I want to say to you is that no matter what, whether someone is, you know, on this earth or not, you can still work with that person, that energy, because nothing really dies. Everything is always, always here right now. So with that being said, the exercise for you to do going forward, you know, on your own is going to be to choose someone that you want to team up with, to learn from, to study with. And this person, they could be someone that is living right now. Although for many people, it may be someone who's passed away, a family member, someone who was a motivational speaker, an author, someone who was a visionary, you know, or someone who really changed their life with the things that they learned from this person. Or someone that you may not have had the chance to really get close to, and you want to because you sense that you need to do that. Some of you just want closure in a situation. So this also has to do with communication. So I want you to also, yes, we've connected with ancestors and guides and all this type of stuff, but now I'm saying even to the ascendant masters or spirit guide animal, you can connect with that. And so think about, even if you're someone who is choosing someone who's already so-called passed away, whom you want to work with to guide you in your life right now, what would this person assist you with? If you could get the right guidance from someone right now, you know, what type of guidance do you need right now? What are three areas that you could use some guidance in? And I want you to work with someone and work with someone and call their name. And, you know, choose to do that. Choose a day, but choose three things to work on with them. And this person may have passed. Maybe you're not able to connect with their energy or anything or communicate with them the way you would like. They have quotes online. They have things they've written. You can still connect to their wisdom with your three concerns, questions, highlighted areas in mind that you could use assistance on. So I want you to do that. And then let me know, you know, in the comments how that works out for you. And I love to hear all the details and all that good stuff. So this person who's going to assist, I mean, this was completely spontaneous, but it is a part of the course. And it was, the energy is like, you know, wanting to communicate. And it's very open and it's ready to connect. So however that energy plays out for you, think about it, think about who you want to work with, and think about those three things that you need or could use some assistance on, and just call that person in. Just have the feeling in your, you know, your core, in your mind, and reflect it, and that's it. And you'll be like a flashing light, and they'll pick it up, and the communication will happen some sort of way. You know, it could happen a whole bunch of ways. So with that being said, that's it. Thank you so much for being a part of this course. And whatever you did gain from it, please let me know. Leave a review for me. I definitely can use your reviews. Definitely want to know what I could do better. And I want to hear how I've done so far. If the course was helpful for you, and if so, how? And would you refer others? You know, is it something that's referable? Would somebody else learn from this? All right, and then write your insights down, of course. Keep a record of these things. Peace and abundance to you, and we'll talk soon in the future.